Cooking dinner shouldn't be a laughing matter, but sometimes it is. Like when you drop your main ingredient right on the floor. Or forget about the food in the oven until someone inevitably says, "Wait, does it smell like something's burning?" Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself, but nothing is ever really that funny when you're hungry. Whether you're pressed for time, a cooking novice, or just looking to try something new, we've got a delicious and easy meal to help you avoid those dreaded kitchen fails. From classic meal kits to oven-ready meals that cook entirely in an oven-safe tin, to our fast and fresh meals that can be cooked in the microwave or oven, Home Chef has something for everyone. At Home Chef, we provide the perfect setup so you can nail the punchline every single time. For a limited time only, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off your first month. That's 10 free meals. Again, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Go, 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 go! We don't have all the personnel on the field.
Nothing like waking up this morning and getting to work and watching some Villisca axe murderer porn. Thank you, whoever sent that to us.
Oh.
There's a, if you're familiar with the porn sites, one of the offshoots is private society porn. It's regular people filming themselves, and they went to the Villisca axe murder.
Where does
house.
One find this private society porn?
Just go to YouPorn. It's all that.
And type in the search bar there, well, private society porn.
I don't really type that in so much, but that's one of the offshoots.
You stumble upon it every now and
right.
then.
Under amateur, it'll pop up.
Yeah, if you just put it, just type amateur? It in. Okay. You type in amateur, which I type in a lot, is it says that.
You, like most of the audience, is pretending they don't know
exactly,
how to
exactly, right, right. Yeah. Well, Todd knows individual names of porn stars, but amateur, sure. These are amateurs, you know.
But I don't know the amateur stuff.
Yeah.
Although I like it. I appreciate it.
I like the amateur stuff, yeah. And, well, it's a guy and his girlfriend, and they're actually driving up through Iowa, down through Iowa, I should say.
Oh, there's shots in there where you can see parts of the town, right. And that's I was watching those going, yep, that's yeah. It's Villisca. Yeah. I know those streets.
Is it a whole little documentary that leads up to them
I zoomed forward. I took my finger and moved that thing forward, and I went right to where she was getting railed in the axe murderer house.
As you do.
By her boyfriend.
Which you can.
Who's packing, by the way.
They're not doing anything illegal.
No.
They're renting the place for the night,
yeah,
right?
You stay there for the night.
Right. It's
a
Verbo or an Airbnb.
Well, they won't be able to be rented again.
Oh, probably not.
Because they're facing, they don't have masks on, Mardi Gras masks on, some of them amateur porn, some of the women have masks on.
Yeah, I hate the mask.
I know, it's stupid. So so relatives can't recognize them, I guess.
Unless
that's what that's about.
And all their tattoos are showing.
I know.
Unless whoever runs the house doesn't look at porn much, but I'm sure they'll hear about it.
Come on. We're talking about right now.
And even if they had been wearing masks, let's face it, it'd be pretty easy to narrow down who was the big black guy that rented the house. That doesn't probably happen very often.
Exactly. Yeah, and by the way, he's not just tall in stature, too.
No.
He's packing.
He has a large tool.
He does. Yeah, I'll show you during the break. I mean, his.
Don't fall for that again.
Right.
It's
called Haunted House Quickie.
She seems
to type in Haunted House Quickie.
She seems to appreciate it.
Well, her eyes are going back into her head.
And she's a redhead, Craig.
You can't she's a redhead. And her eyes are going back into her head, so you can't fake that. You know that, Craig. Especially in Villisca, we know people can't fake it there, right?
Not in Villisca, they can't.
No. Nope. But a redheaded size queen? That's right in your wheelhouse, Craig.
Redheaded size queen. Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's right in my wheelhouse.
It is.
Yeah. Well, the redhead part, yeah. Check it out. Well, I'm not sharing it with you, but it's called Haunted House Quickie. It's on that private society stuff. And every dude listening to us knows what that is. So, you know, go to YouPorn and all that crap. But it was a nice way to wake up this morning, you know. Thank you for whoever sent that to us, you know. Villisca's, they're still not going to be happy about it. I don't care if it's legal or not. You know, you don't shame a place where seven kids got murdered.
By having sex.
That's desecrating a place right. where seven kids got murdered, and they use it as a tourist attraction to make money.
And that's your kink?
Right. It was interracial sex.
Oh, that's another part, right? Interracial sex in the pork capital of Southwest Iowa. You're right. Interracial sex.
I found another piece of email that went to our junk folder that shouldn't have. For Michael. Fun fact, the dildo toss is a Buffalo Bills tradition. Dating back to 2016. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, wow. I remember when this has happened before.
I do remember
right.
this.
I know it's happened before.
Way back to 2016.
I didn't know. Back, you know, 5-6 years.
I love it. Perfectly good dildos. You must have used one.
Yeah, are they
there.
New ones? Are they new dildos?
Why would you buy
hard
a new
to tell.
One?
Yeah. Really hard to tell.
Pick it up and sniff
it's
it.
Yeah, it's not smell-o-vision. Yeah.
Right, because they never get up close. They don't have Aaron Andrews doesn't run up and grab one.
The guy that runs out to get the kicking tee route runs out to get those and probably smells it in the way back.
Right. Radio, go get that dildo.
Radio's smelling it for sure. All right.
Tradition, every time.
Taste new.
Yeah. The Patriots visit Buffalo.
Is that what it is?
So it's when the Patriots visit.
Because they're a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Patriots.
And a link here to a mini documentary by Barstool Sports on the Bills Mafia. The origin of the dildo toss is a couple minutes
ago. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, I think that the first time that happened, I think it was about the same time that we got a video of the dildo being tossed on the field in Buffalo. We got a video of a guy getting a handy in the stands in Buffalo. Mm. And I think there was also some, somebody had some coke that was,
snorting coke
in the stands.
That's right. They showed, I forgot this. There was a Coke Study one, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
I think it was Buffalo.
I know, but I remember they were snorting coke, but how do we know they were snorting coke? It was pretty obvious.
I think
obvious,
it was on
right?
video or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was on video, right.
Like somebody had their phone going, and the guy in front of them was, you know, somebody behind him was recording.
Happened to have a cassette on him, you know, laying it out on his CD case. Yeah.
But like all three of those happened in a short period of time. It was like, man, Buffalo parties.
Yeah. They have fun fans.
They do.
Of all like the long-suffering franchises, they seem to be having the most fun.
We'll see if they have fun this week, Nick. You want them to have fun this week?
Well, I think they'll be, even if they lose, they'll be jumping through tables and
tossing
dildos at each other.
The jumping through tables is pretty crazy.
Viking fan could learn something from them.
Yeah.
You know what the Chiefs need to do since they're playing them at home to get ahead of this?
Oh, I forgot the...
Is pound that big drum with a dildo right in the beginning. You know?
Yes.
And boom.
I like that.
Yeah. The salutation from that guy said, screw you, Chiefs.
All right.
Because he's a Bills fan.
That's going to be a good game. That's really going to be a good
game. Help me out with this one, Craig, because I don't recall what exactly the world record was, but Nicholas writes, a few weeks ago I heard you mention over the air about a guy named Booker that broke the world record for chugging a 2-liter in 18 seconds. A 2-liter what?
Yeah.
It's got to be a beer. Why would he be a record?
Yeah.
It might have just been water.
It could have been water.
So I filled out an application online.
It'd be easier to chug water than beer for sure.
With
soda.
Guinness. Right.
Soda. That's even tougher.
With
the carbonation, that's tough.
To attempt to beat the world record, my prediction for my attempt, I put down 16.6 seconds or less, and my application was accepted. So he's been practicing. And he would like to come up here and break the world record.
Well, does he know how? And by that, I mean the surrounding things that have to happen that have nothing to do
with
him actually breaking the record.
Right. Yeah, we're not going to
take care of...
They
have to have a witness from the actual
place. We're not
going to
take care of the other stuff for him. We're not getting a hold of Guinness and all that crap.
No, if he submitted an application,
they would come here.
That.
They would tape him here, but he has to have two independent witnesses that he is not related to or not friends with.
Well, we do that.
So that's where we come in.
Absolutely, we do that, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
So you're gonna chug
2 liters is...
We could do it at the coffee shop.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, we do it on the air, live on the air.
Is he going to puke?
It only takes 18 seconds. Well, if he does, towards you.
You're not going to puke on this. When you try to drink like a
we'll
liter.
We'll put it in Puss Little Room out there.
It's dairy products that make you puke, right?
Yeah.
You can't chug a whole half gallon of milk.
And we've done that bit.
Is one big bottle
terrible.
Of soda, is that the plastic bottle?
That's a 2 liter.
That's 2 liter. Okay.
Yeah. That's
18
two.
Seconds?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Man.
Now, you have to stab a hole in the bottom or something?
Well, he poured it out into a big, wide mouth.
Okay, got it.
It almost looked like a beaker.
So how much is allowed to go down off his face?
None.
I asked that a lot.
Yeah.
No spillage.
And he's
no
chugging.
Spillage. None's allowed to spillage. Yeah.
He did not. This dude, I remember this guy.
Well, the spillage would be illegal because anything goes on your side of your face, it's not your drinking.
Yeah, it's not 2 liters.
Is there a little spout at the end, though, to make sure it doesn't? Because you drink it too far down, it's going to, you know.
He's a big boy. He's practiced.
Yeah. You're right. You think it'd be like a pitcher with a little spout.
Help out a little bit, So, but maybe he knows how much to put in his mouth. He's a local, huh? Omaha guy? Make Omaha proud.
Now, this guy that emailed us, the guy who has the record now is not.
Oh, you saw that. And this guy's been practicing, and he thinks he can beat it?
Apparently.
All right.
Yeah, and they accepted his application, so he's done the paperwork.
Yeah.
I wonder how often they show up to like confirm these records and it doesn't work out.
Oh, a lot, I'm sure.
Well, I'm guessing there's video of a guy. I'm guessing to really do it, the person has to prove that they're pretty close to being able to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just can't say, hey, I'm going to beat this record. They show up and the guy hits a ping pong ball in the air like 4 times. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Man, I thought I had it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. There's got to be video of these guys getting close to the record, and then they'll come and check it out. Yeah. Because they're not going
to
send anything.
Yeah, you probably basically have to do it twice.
Yeah, I think you do.
You have to do it once on video to show them you can do it, and then once in front of them to confirm it.
Yeah, at least get close to it. Right, exactly. Wait, hold on. Okay, hang on. He's chasing the ball.
Yeah, well, give me one more time.
Wait.
Don't go.
Valerie Bertinelli is going to phone the program a little later on this morning. Looking forward to that.
What's that guy drinking, like Diet Dr. Pepper?
It was some sort of dark soda.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever he likes, I'm sure. That's a lot. That's a big belch coming after that. Think of that, too.
Yeah.
A
that's
huge
not going to smell good.
No.
Well,
we did that. Just a gallon of milk crap, and it's physically impossible to drink a gallon of milk within a certain amount of time.
Was it 10 minutes or something?
It might have been a half hour, puss. I forgot, but I know it's physically impossible.
And it seems weird that it would be.
Well, because we had 5 or 6 volunteers said, no way. They all puked. And there were guys that called us and said, this is years ago, there were guys that called us and said, no, I drink a ton of milk. This is easy. And you think about it, oh, yeah, it should be easy. But it's just the way the milk is in your stomach, you just puke.
Yeah, your body doesn't absorb
it. They all puked.
Your stomach is full.
Oh, it was a god-awful smell.
We had a long microphone. We had a long microphone. In fact, one of the sound effects we used.
I would have puked.
One of the sound effects we use is actually a guy puking.
Yeah, it was.
This on chocolate milk, whatever he wanted to drink, and he drank regular
milk. I think most of them had chocolate milk.
Chocolate. Yeah,
they liked it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Probably. Did they all have their own buckets?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they had buckets.
It was right in the studio.
Back
2 studios ago, but you know, not that huge. No, 3 studios.
Three.
We're classy like that. We don't make you share puke buckets.
It wasn't one communal trough.
We put on a quality show here.
This sound effect's actually one of those kids puking milk. Yeah. That's it. The microphone hanging over that guy's face. Yeah. Yeah. That was quality Hall of Fame stuff there, Craig, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Hall of Fame.
It's pre Hall of Fame.
I just remember
it was pre Hall of Fame. It's what got us in.
Our studio at that point was what? 50 feet, 60 feet down the hallway from where the salespeople were at. It was a long hallway.
Yeah.
Within a matter of about 2 minutes after that happened, the entire sales department cleared out because that stank just took over. It was terrible.
Yeah, I forget. I know. I think it's less than 10 minutes, puss, because I think it's one of those things you thought, oh, this is no big deal. We can do this. Got plenty of time to drink it.
It does seem like it might have been
a half
plausible.
Hour. Might have been a half hour. I don't know. One of those guys probably still listening.
Yeah, it didn't sound impossible.
No, it didn't sound impossible at all. And 10 minutes is pretty quick. So
I think it's an hour.
I think you're right.
The milk chug is a gallon in an hour.
I think you're right. And that just sounded like you could do it. Yep. You can't, by the way. You puke. And these guys were pros.
And I like to have.
Okay, this
I think you're right, Craig. It is an hour.
The one I'm reading here, it says, participants drink a gallon of milk as fast as they can and then attempt to hold it down for an hour.
Yep.
Oh,
but I don't think any of them even actually consumed the entire gallon.
No, I don't
think
they.
No, they puked before that.
Nobody made it that far.
Yeah, that girl in Villisca drinks in the video, I think.
Does she spill?
Didn't get to the end.
Is it a gallon?
Probably. Probably a little spillage.
It's pretty brutal. All right, morning, Craig. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
It's Thursday already.
It is. Not a day too soon.
I felt this week's going slow. This week is going slow.
Yep. Yesterday, I thought it was Tuesday.
Yep.
And this morning, I thought it was Friday.
That's
only Thursday.
It's Thursday. And we like our jobs. Right. You imagine driving to work right now and you hate it?
But we do get to talk to Valerie Bertinelli today. Looking forward to that.
Yes, I am too. All right.
Generally, the stomach can only hold a half a gallon.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, receptors in the organ sense when its limit is reached, triggering a vomit reflex that swiftly empties the stomach. Drinking a gallon of milk is much more difficult than drinking a gallon of water. The fat and protein in milk each inhibit the stomach from releasing its contents into the small intestine, forcing more of the liquid to remain in the stomach.
Doesn't break it down as quickly.
Right. Yeah, those guys were all, they were all like in their early 20s at the time. We got this. We got this. Every one of them. Blue Chunks. In this case, Chunks was puke, by the way.
Chunks was puke.
And our first
puke.
Producer.
Yeah.
Terrible. Such a terrible day.
Was that when you were an intern or were you working here?
Yeah.
You're an intern.
I might have been.
Yeah. Well, if you're
here, been that summer.
I think it was that early, yeah.
Might have been that summer. It was sometime shortly after that.
Yeah.
I remember being in the building.
You were, yeah.
That stank being burned into my nose.
Man.
Close your door, you're letting the stank out.
You know, after you said Chunks was puke, we could probably just shut it down for the day. All right, that's the show. Like,
couple of deaths to report. The only female ever drafted into the NBA passed away at the age of 66. And
who was that?
I don't know how to say her name. I should have because it's been all over the news.
Foreign name?
I heard it yesterday.
Lusia Harris. Lucia?
Yeah, I think that's what I heard.
Lucia Harris?
Lucia Harris.
I saw her all over the place and didn't think to actually listen to it. She won three national championships with Delta State in the 1970s, taken in the seventh round of the 1977 NBA draft by the New Orleans Jazz.
It didn't make the cut.
Cause
that,
of her death, which happened in Mississippi, unknown.
I don't think she made the team. I can't remember.
I think
that.
They said yesterday she didn't. She never actually reported to the team.
Okay, all right.
And did WNBA didn't exist at that time?
Oh,
did it?
No,
that was
hell no.
Like late 90s.
No.
Yeah, they probably would have drafted her.
Yeah.
French actor Gaspar Guillot is dead at the age of 37, best known for his role as Hannibal Lecter in Hannibal Rising.
Oh, I never saw any of the second ones. I saw the original, obviously.
Ski accident in France.
Oh, really?
France?
You went to the Todd Brandt, Sonny Bono ski school?
Apparently.
All right.
Moose? Did he hit a moose?
No word on that.
Although those are different. The Todd lived.
It sounded like he collided with another skier.
But the Bono Brand Ski School is a Deadpool name.
Yeah. But those should be two separate schools.
They should be.
One is how to have an accident. One's how to die.
Right.
Yeah. Who was the Kennedy that ran into a tree?
Yeah, one of the Kennedys. Kennedy and Bono should have put one together right after that.
They both hit trees.
Now, Kennedy was playing football.
Right. Playing football. Another one, Sonny just went off trail and hit a tree, Todd said.
We used to do that all the time. And then after that happened, we couldn't play football on the slopes anymore.
Well, you're turning your head backwards to look for the ball, and then you hit stuff.
We're also on not very steep terrain.
Yeah.
We were careful about it. I'm sure the Kennedys were, too.
If I were a Kennedy, I would be very careful about everything.
Well, they live... you're right. I would be, too. There's a lot of death and sadness in that family, right?
A settlement is being reached between the University of Michigan and victims of the former university doctor, Robert Anderson.
What do they call that guy, Todd?
Doctor, drop your pants.
All right. That sounds like a Deadpool name, too, man.
I saw the news story last night.
I still haven't watched it. I still haven't watched that. I got it on DVR. It's a Real Sports, right?
There's 15 minutes on Real Sports from a couple of months ago. I think it was November.
Just the picture of the guy from back in the day they showed on the news. He looks like a creep.
Is that what the episode is titled?
No, I don't think it is, but one of the guys, one of the prime complainers, the original complainers, mentioned Dr. Drop Your Pants many times. It comes up many times in the piece.
The 1,050 survivors will share a $490 million fund.
Break that out, puss. I mean, we'll worry about taxes and lawyers later, but let's just break that out. How many people in 400-something?
1,050 sharing a $490 million fund.
466 grand
a piece. That's a lot of
victims.
He was
employed by the school between 1966 and 2003. Director of the university's health service, team doctor for many sports teams.
What a creep, man.
Totally. I mean, you get into the details of it. The way he manipulated these kids. And I think, didn't the president, resign or die of the University of Michigan here pretty recently? Because this guy camped out in front of the, trying to get an audience with the president of the University of Michigan.
Okay.
And they ignored him. Mm-hmm.
His doctor did?
No. The original complainer.
Oh.
Yeah,
the guy who was first stepped forward, I forget his name.
They showed that guy. He was a running back for the football team back in the late 90s or something. But they showed that guy on the news when they were talking about this story last night. They said that part of the settlement was, you got to go home.
Oh, okay. Like, that's why.
You guy that's been camping out in front of the president's house for like a year.
Oh, okay.
Go home.
Get away.
Aren't you just walking out and having coffee with that guy once in a while at that point? walking out. What's up? Morning, Ralph. Morning, Fred.
I don't think he's friendly.
No, I know they're not friendly at all.
They don't want to talk.
No, I'm sure they don't want to talk.
Well, he wants to talk to him, the president.
Right.
But the president doesn't want to reciprocate.
Every day he opens up his curtain, there's a guy sitting.
Right. It's hey, remember that doctor?
Yeah. I mean, it was eventually, I guess the settlement was, we'll pay you and please tell that guy to go away.
All right. Well, he got the money, so. I mean, they got the
money. That guy should get more.
Yeah, for doing that. Right.
Speaking of, he certainly spearheaded it.
Speaking of sexual abuse.
He was the main advocate.
Pope Benedict. Is that the new one?
No.
That's the guy in the casita, right?
Yes.
He knew of abusive priests when he ran the Munich Archdiocese, investigators say. Of course, they all know.
Yeah.
They knew ahead of time. That's why they shuffle them around. But keep giving Sunday Catholics. You guys are fun, man. What are you thinking?
Well, they think if they give enough.
And pay more kids to pay off more families.
They go to heaven.
Yeah. What, for the guy to play for kids?
Just giving the money, church. You know, giving the money to the church.
Don't get it.
No, doesn't make any sense at all.
Ask a Catholic friend of yours. I do once in a while. I don't like the question. Hey, what about your priest play with boys? I just say that to him.
That should be all that's asked.
That's all I ask that once in a while. Depending on the situation, how much booze I got in me. That's right, you're Catholic. Hey, you like the priest play with boys? Hey, just shut up.
My wife gets mad when I bring it up, and she's not even Catholic.
I bring it up. My wife was raised Catholic. She quit that years ago.
I guess I ruined the party.
That's kind of the elephant in the room.
Yeah. It is. It should be every time.
Yeah. Nobody,
every time.
Nobody seems to address it.
No, well, if they would stop doing it, it could solve itself.
Right. Especially when they're on the moral high ground, they think they're in other places.
Right.
Other things. Don't do that.
Banging
Don't
kids.
Do that.
Yeah. Every other message gets drowned out when you start with that.
Yep.
It's fundamental.
Yep.
Stop it. And then we might lend you some credibility.
Right. And I'm the asshole for bringing it up.
Right.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Shoot the messenger.
If you see a story about somebody that ran like a elementary school and they all played with a bunch of people, they're like the most worst people in the world.
They'd all be in prison.
They parade them into a paddy wagon and put them in jail. We all go, but not with this. He's a bad guy.
That's another thing we get the occasional complaint about. You know, a boss will come to us. You should really tone it down about the Catholic Church.
Because he has a Catholic friend that talks to him.
Right. And then we say, well, they should probably tone down the diddling. And they got nothing. They have absolutely nothing.
We haven't had that in a while. A boss say that to us. But
no, because it's indefensible.
Yep, it is indefensible.
When we say, stop diddling kids, there's no counter-argument to it.
Ah, damn, you're right. Okay,
right. Like, all of them?
Right.
Yes, all of them.
Every one of them.
Like cold turkey?
Yes.
All right.
Right now.
Do something fun into the break. I think we covered enough.
Out of England, a woman. This is one for Todd.
Start with good old-fashioned porn and end with pedophilia in this bit. Good morning, Wednesday. Oh, it's
and now
Thursday.
We're going to get into Todd's fears.
All right. Oh, cows.
Yeah, trampling.
All right.
Out of England, a woman was trampled by a herd of cows.
Todd's not irrational about this now. I just don't go to a place where there's a bunch of cows.
She talked about how she was targeted by the herd while she was walking her dog, Goose.
Oh, hang on here.
His goose
with
did.
Her partner in a field near her home.
Mm-hmm. Now that goose is on the table.
Yeah, because he got
now
run over.
Now that goose is on the table.
No, goose is fine.
Goose might have made it.
Okay. She was stamped on several times by one cow. The woman, the 55-year-old woman, was stomped on several times by one cow before another one rolled over her.
Oh, anyway.
She now has lifelong scars, suffering 7 broken ribs and hoof-shaped scars all over her body.
Oh, sheesh.
The trampling destroyed part of her colon, and she had a colostomy bag fitted.
Man, she didn't kill her, though.
She said she walked between one cow and the herd and believes she may have spooked the animal. She said they were about 30 meters from the stile that gets you out of the field. So they made a beeline for that. 3 more cows came back through and trapped us against a hedge. They were massive, nowhere we could go.
See, that's what concerns me about. You don't know what's going to spook them because they're not smart animals.
No.
The black cow reared itself up and stamped down with its 2 front legs onto her abdomen. It must have done that 3 or 4 times. Another cow started to have a tussle with that cow and was knocked over and rolled over her.
I think that video, the Liska video, that girl gets her colon destroyed eventually, too. Check it out.
She and her partner went into fight or flight mode, and they climbed up a tree.
Ow.
She passed out 3 times as she waited for the cows to leave while clinging to the tree's branches.
Man,
finally, her partner carried her to safety.
She's a stud. She kept
to
fighting.
To survive that.
To keep fighting,
If you were to survey around where most cattle live, there's not a tree to be had. She's fortunate.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, not around these parts.
No.
This is England.
Oster pastures.
Western Nebraska.
Yeah.
You'd have to run for 18 miles to find a tree.
My buddy he lived in an area where his dad had a cow in the back pasture. And we were in high school. We ran over there. We're just standing by the cow for some reason. I don't know. I blame my buddy for this because he lived there. We lived in town. We didn't hang out with cows. Well, at least maybe on the weekend sometimes. And I would, we were all standing around this cow. And one of us went, all of a sudden the cow just started running towards us. And we were giggling because we're still in high school. So we beat the cow to the fence and jumped over the fence. But later on, I always thought about this. They aren't smart.
No.
And
they could have killed one of them.
Right.
It was only
easily.
One cow. It was just one cow chasing us, too.
Right. Imagine the whole herd of them.
I
were sending out the mating call.
I know. Yeah. Didn't work. Well, I guess it did.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.